This is Mark Steiner once again. Good to have you all with us. We're about to talk about the Baltimore Road Race, not just any old race, but a race that's really important to the future of our community and to our health, all in one, in a neighborhood that doesn't often get the play it needs to play, nor realizing that road races take place as more than just running through Federal Hill. We are joined here, Chauncey Whitehead's with us, who's the fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles. And we have a disclaimer saying, no, he's not here because he's my wife's personal trainer, but because he's one of the best people in town and does good work.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, good to have you here, brother. And Willie Flowers, Executive Director of the Park Heights Community Health Alliance. Willie, good to have you in the studio. It's been
Thank
a while.
You. Good,
good
morning.
To see you both. So tell us about this. This is exciting, really. I mean, it's taking place on Saturday morning, August 27th.
Exactly. And
July 27th, I mean.
Yeah,
my month's all mixed up.
Yeah, this is our fourth year. We're very excited every year to bring a race that starts and finishes in a neighborhood that is, kind of neglected in that regard. It's an effort to market and promote wellness and fitness, and you can't do it in any better way than to see 400 or 500, regular people running on Park Heights Avenue. And we market it as the fastest, flattest, and sometimes...
Is it flattest? That gets more people out. Yeah. It's flat.
It's very flat.
No hills.
And sometimes it's the hottest, but it's certainly... Mm-hmm. We've taken every precaution. We work with Baltimore City, particularly the Baltimore City Fire Department and Police Department. And at the end, we are also the only race that has a fire hydrant finish. So
yes.
We get it. We are excited about that every year.
Like the old days, you mean?
Exactly.
Like you open the fire hydrant and say, cool.
Exactly. So you can, we have that as a tradition. We also have a tradition of a bather at the end of every race,
a
too.
A bather?
Yeah, we have one of our runners, he takes a shower on Park Heights Avenue.
Only in Park Heights.
Only, it does keep his clothes on, though.
Yeah.
Just checking. How much job are we going to carry this?
and that's the thing about a race like this. We've done everything in the world to make it interesting and exciting. Chauncey has done the warm-up for several years. So anybody connected to the running community at least knows about it.
So Chauncey, tell us about it. I mean, your participation in this, and you're a man whose life is built around getting not just yourself, obviously, but getting other people in this community fit, and has not gone out after just to make $1 million being a fitness instructor, but to really bring it to the people, to communities, to make this a much more healthy place for us all to be.
Well, that's true, Mark. I can remember about 7 years ago, we put a race together, 5K, for the mayor's office, and Willie and I had a conversation, and he wanted to do something like that in Park Heights, and so I'm very glad that I was able to help him and participate in the first race and a couple races after that. And what is great about the Park Heights run is it's a race and a walk for everybody. You have some of your elite runners around the area because it's a flat course and they're trying to get their personal record, and you just have some regular runners or walkers that come out because they do want to explore the area and it's a flat course. And that's what we love about Park Heights. And I'm always in the community trying to get people, as you said in the opening, that you don't have to run just down in Federal Hill. I take my clients on runs through Federal Hill, but then I also tell them we're going to go on a hood run. And we run through the different neighborhoods that could be considered the hood, and we get nothing but love, and they're beautiful runs, too.
And that's such an important thing you just said, to take the fear out of what people think
that's right.
goes on in our community. I mean,
you get cheered, you get, hey, keep running, run for me.
Right, and that's the irony, or what you wouldn't expect. It's the safest thing you can do.
Yes, it is.
And there are people, Jim Adams speaks consistently about, 20 years ago, nobody was going in Druid Hill Park. But he did the Celtic...
Dreaded Druid Hills.
Yeah, Dreaded Druid Hill. And people running there all the time.
All the time.
And I think that people also say that Druid Hill Park is never used just because black folks use it and white folks aren't. But it's used by... It's all the time now. And I think it's kind of critically important on the heels of this tragedy we suffered the last couple of weeks in that George Zimmerman trial with Trayvon Martin, that you see a group, an integral group of Baltimoreans and Marylanders coming out to walk, run together
right.
through Park Heights is a statement that should be made.
Right. And I, from the very beginning, when we started the race, of course, we didn't have pictures to influence people. But my goal was, and Chauncey and I talked about it from the beginning, number one, the running community is where, you know, everybody's got on running clothes, I'll just say. So you don't know what anybody's background is or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
And everybody's sweating it in. So from the beginning, we tried to get a picture that captured not just the community, but the picture that captured the faces of the people. And we try to do that every year.
One of the things I love about this, the Baltimore Road Race, the picture you took from last year, it's first of all, the caption is, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, no, don't watch. Just walk slowly and breathe. Just get in.
Perfect.
Baltimore's fastest 5K. And the lovely thing about this picture is there is every body type that lives in our community.
That's exactly
and
right.
And every race that lives in our community and gender, size, are running this race together. This is not just a race for the super skinny, fit human mm-hmm. being running a marathon.
Right. And not, like I said, the greatest display of peace and love to me at this point in my life is the beginning of that race, because everybody's anticipating it. But when the you know, they say go, you know, that's just silence that starts, and everybody respects the fact that, you know, you know, each and every person has done something to prepare for that day, you know.
Right. And everyone has their different story. In that picture, there's a woman in the right. She's one of my boot camp students over at the University of Maryland, and she had struggled with her weight, and I convinced her and other members in my class to come over to the Park Heights 5K last year. I wasn't able to attend, but I wanted them to see that Park Heights is where you could start your first race. I believe the Park Heights 5K, because of it's a flat course and the community, and Willie has the race has a family. We don't really care if you can run or not. Just come on out and get moving type of atmosphere. It doesn't have the intimidation that some of the other 5Ks may have because of the elite runners and that type of atmosphere.
So you're running this year?
I'm going to run this year, and I'm going to try to get a PR. Normally I don't, but I'm going to get a PR.
PR?
Personal record. PR.
Personal record.
Yeah. Everybody gets theirs.
Everyone gets. You're going to get yours too, Mark. You're going to get your PR.
Well, if I never did it before, how would I know it's my PR?
It'll be your first race. That's what I always tell people. You step right into that. That's how it is. And now then you'll have to break that PR.
All right.
That commits you to next year.
It does. I'm game.
That's what it does.
So tell me why you do this. What is this? Mark. I mean, is this raising money? Is this what is this? Well, run doing, this run walk doing?
Well, our organization is the Park Heights Community Health Alliance, and we do health, justice, consumer advocacy work in Park Heights. So it helps with our programming around all of those, all of our programming. One of those programs that you may not know about, but this year we did an after school program called the Marion Martin Banfield Roots and Wing. After school program. This after school program just created a sanctuary for kids in the area of Park Heights Terrace and Pimlico Road, you know, in that area, because they didn't have anywhere to go. Right. And as you probably know, there's not a library in the neighborhood.
I know.
So we created a free book exchange called the Mother Henrietta Lacks Reading Room and Book Share over the last 2 years. And they started coming, but we didn't have anything for them to do. So we had to create the program to capture that energy. It did give them a safe haven. We worked very hard to create the importance of reading and doing homework. Sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't. But the reality was there were never any incidents. They had a place to go after school, and we were successfully closed it down when the school ended. But we want to keep that type of program alive. We also do the participate with the Family League and Be More Fit for Healthy Babies. We have a clinic, Park West Health Systems, on site that people can get primary care. So we have a list of programming initiatives that the race helps to fund, and we want to keep that alive because it's much needed in a community like Park.
Is that done through pledges, or is that done through people kind of paying to run?
They pay to run. So the pledge process has not. I mean, we've spent 4 years building the reputation for the race.
Yeah.
I think that we've come a long way. And Chauncey, knowing the background on the details of the running community, knows that you can't really go after pledges in your first couple of years.
Yeah, it does.
So we have cemented our reputation with the sponsors that we have. We have Cricket, we call it the Cricket 5K. Baltimore Healthy Start is one of those sponsors. Park Heights Injury Center and Sinai Hospital has been one of those, as well as the Will and Jada Pinkett Smith Foundation. So we have a multitude of sponsors who have helped us keep the race alive, and there are new ones as well. But the goal has been in the strategic plan for the last 4 years to get it to where it's one of the races that people go to. And we're happy to say that we've done that to some extent.
Yes, we have. And one of it is the fastest. It's a flat course, and as you know, just walking around Baltimore, you have a lot of hills. So
yes, we do. It's a hilly town.
Everybody wants a PR. They want a personal record, something they can look at to shoot for. And this is usually the race. Not only do you normally have a personal record, it's usually the hottest day of the year too. For some reason, Willie, we get two records: a personal running record and usually a personal temperature record.
But the thing about the temp on that day is that you can make a decision, to run it slow and get your money's worth, or you can run it fast and stay cool.
Get to the fire truck.
Exactly.
First.
Maybe I'll do a combination.
Yeah.
But remind us, this is July 22nd we're talking about.
27th.
It's at 7 a.m. Kids runs at 7:45 a.m. Start of the run is at 8 a.m. But talk about, where is the information where people can go to register online?
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's, phcha.org, phcha.org. And you can get all the details of the race, and you can also register on race day. So
just come there and show up.
Yeah, show up. In addition to that, our packet pickup location is Falls Road Running Store, which is pick up on July 26th, and you can register there as well. So, or you can come to the office. You can definitely pull down the application from our website. You can download it and just bring it in with a check.
So this is gonna be a lot of fun to do this, and I would encourage everybody to kind of join us out there. If people come just directly, where do they go?
They come straight to 4151 Park Heights Avenue is where the race will start. That's our headquarters.
It's Park Heights and
Park Heights and Quantico. Mm-hmm. So any parking in that area, we our community partners include Rite Aid, which is at the corner, as well as any other area in the general vicinity of the site. And but the headquarters, our headquarters and the technical start of the race is at Shirley Avenue. So we go from Shirley Avenue up to Rogers. So you're going to pass Pimlico Racetrack and back. It's out and back.
Oh, it's around.
Yep, okay.
Right.
Just
out and back, flat and fast.
Flat and fast.
Flat and fast.
You do not have to run. We encourage walkers, new walkers. We encourage people to come, walk, and take your time. You do not have to run.
This is exciting. We look forward to supporting this and being there ourselves. We'll put it up on our Facebook pages. We're going to put this up on our steinershow.org website. And that website one more time, Willie?
It's www.phcha.org, phcha.org. And our office number is 410-542-8190, 410-542-8190. Like I said, it'll be a lot of fun.
And that'll be up on our website as well.
A lot of fun.
Willie Flowers, who's Executive Director of Park Heights Community Health Alliance, and Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, a man dedicated to our community. Both of you dedicated to our community.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's get out there to Park Heights Saturday
That's
morning.
Right, and walk it.
Let's do it. Walk it, run it, be in it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.